Hi. So, my interest in the stuff in this bag partially comes from the fact that my grandfather and his sisters were put in an orphanage because their father was a drunk and a gambler. And at that time, women didn't really work outside the home, so their mom didn't have any money. She couldn't do anything to support her children, so she had to put him in an orphanage. And they had a really hard time there, and he reacted to that by being violent and angry, but his sister responded by being like obsessed with like etiquette and propriety and rising above her station, and she did end up marrying a rich guy. And so she had a very nice home as an adult, whereas my grandfather could hold down a job and was constantly being evicted from places with his five children. But part of her obsession with propriety was that she had all these little booklets about the way that you're supposed to live your life. And they have frequently contradictory advice. And when I saw these out in the estate sale, I immediately recognized them and snapped them up. So there was a series called The Little Blue Book. And these particular ones are from the 30s and 40s. But then in addition to those, there's also a bunch of Catholic tracts that also contradict themselves. So, for example, one says that a good engagement is at least 3 weeks. 3 weeks. You know, so that's it. You know, if you wait a month, then you're set. But another one says you should have a long engagement, maybe a couple years. And then another one says no long engagements because then you're going to have premarital sex and then you're just going right to hell. So they're really interesting, but they're also written for a really specific audience. Like the non-religious Little Blue Book series has topics such as, let's see, how to get a husband, how to conquer stupidity, how to improve your conversation, which is half an ad for Little Blue Books. And where's this other one? There's one with beauty tips for young women. And it is written with the assumption that you are white and at least middle class. It specifically says that, simple beauty hints, that's what it is. So it basically says, like, if you're not pale, then you're never going to be beautiful, so go fuck off. The really interesting, so let's see, we've got Tales of Streets of Chicago, which is horribly anti-Semitic. And just assumes that all the little Jewish children in Chicago were, it describes them as just urinating in the streets openly. If I had read this in 1939 or whatever, I would have been like, I'm never going to Chicago. They don't even have bathrooms there. This thing called love is one of the Catholic ones specifically. And you don't really figure that out until you're about halfway through, and they lay it on real thick with the guilt and the shame. And there's the lights. Here's the best from Lights and Shadows, which is really interesting because it has a lot of stuff about World War II right before America entered it, and about cautioning against having another world war. But then the one that is published shortly after World War II is totally different. It's like, yes, this war is awesome. Let's fight the shit out of this war. So they're really interesting, even though they came from the same publisher, they completely reversed their stance. And so there's a lot of great historical perspective in here. Tips for Teeners also has some great perspective. The Sex Problem, The Eve of Marriage, Rhythm, The Unhappy Compromise. And then Hollywood from the Inside is the best one because it basically talks about the Hays Code, when it was new, which was the first self-regulation and censorship that Hollywood had. And it talks about that it's a horrible thing, but at the same time, it's like, all these movies are just smut, and they're horrible and immoral. But then it criticizes the regulatory industry trying to keep them from being immoral smut. So they're really interesting, and it's a really interesting perspective on like the official stance on talkies. If you wondered what that was like. So yeah, if you have ever seen some of these at an estate sale and you're wondering how did people who weren't raised with upper class etiquette attain it if they could? Or how did Catholic people like get so instilled with guilt and shame? These are a great resource. Snap them up if you've ever seen around.
What museum would you put them in best?
Oh, I forgot. The museum. I guess I would put it in a museum of brief historical perspectives.